I've just done it.
I thought this you bring with you. Okay.
Yeah, I bring it with me, but it's on now. Okay. So Alimud of Chofetz Chaim is Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Ishtav Refuah Shleima, Besoch Shal Chayla Yisrael. The Chofetz Chaim, we just learnt in the last couple of weeks, we went through the 17 Lavin, which are the 17 Lavin that the Chofetz Chaim brings at the beginning of his Sefer as an introduction to Hilchos Lashon Hara. And now we're going to deal with the Essin, with the Mitzvah Seh. The first Mitzvah Seh is Zocha Eis Asher Oso Lecho Hashem Lemiriam Baderech Betzeis Chem Mitzrayim. A Mitzvah Seh Deraisa, to remember what happened to Miriam when you were in the desert. What happened to Miriam? Miriam spoke Lashon Hara. She said something, a criticism of Moshe Rabbeinu. We won't go into it now exactly. That's for Parshas Ba'al Yischo, exactly what it was. But the principle behind it is that she equated Moshe Rabbeinu with other Nevi'im. And the Rebbein Shalom said, no, Moshe Rabbeinu is different, you got it wrong. Lo'ichein avdi Moshe, b'cholet b'sinem on hu, etc., etc. But she said something. And she said something, and as a result of that, she became a Metzora'as, she got Tzora'as, as a result of which, Klal Yisrael had to wait for her, the whole of 3 million people had to wait a week for them to be able to move on, for them to be able to travel, all because she said a Lashon Hara. Says the Chofetz Chaim, she said probably the smallest Lashon Hara that you can imagine, she said. The Chofetz Chaim says, first of all, very often a person speaks Lashon Hara about somebody who he doesn't like. He's got some grudge against the person, he's got some dislike, etc. So Miriam and Moshe loved each other, first rule. That second thing, she didn't criticize anything he'd done. Yeah, it wasn't like she was saying that he'd done something terrible, but she had a, there was a nekuda, there was a very small criticism there that she was addressing Moshe Rabbeinu as if he was just a novi. The third thing, says the Chofetz Chaim, is that he wasn't makpid. Moshe Rabbeinu had no akpada whatsoever over what Miriam had said. The fourth thing which the Chofetz Chaim keeps on telling us is there's still Lashon Hara, but it was true. Now, what she said was true. It wasn't a lie. It wasn't Moshe Shemra. Right? She didn't say it in front of him, and it had no consequences. She only spoke to Aaron alone and in private. So if you're going to speak Lashon Hara, then you're going to find a duck a stick, a little thing that one person said to the other in private and didn't mean to cause any harm and didn't cause any damage as such, but it was Lashon Hara. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's why the Torah picks on that particular chet to say, Zocho Eis Asher Oso Lecho Miriam. In other words, to remember that even in such a sort of the smallest case of Lashon Hara, almost the smallest case you can imagine of Lashon Hara, which is hardly a Lashon Hara, and spoken in private, and true, and no hakpoda, and they loved each other, and didn't change anything, etc., etc. And afal pi ken, Miriam was punished, and she became a metzora, and she and the whole of Klal Yisrael had to wait for her. Says the Chofetz Chaim, kol shekein, all the other cases that we deal with throughout the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, where some of these or all of them don't apply. And the Lashon Hara which is being spoken has consequences, or it is born out of some sort of dislike or whatever it is, then, and taka the person did a proper aveira or whatever it is, says the Chofetz Chaim, therefore all these things are much more severe, and therefore once we've done Zocha Eis Asher Oso Lecho Miriam, if we remember that Miriam was punished for that, then we will always keep in mind that for anything, for most of the Lashon Haras which are more severe in their nature than what Miriam did, that we should desist from that and save ourselves from the negasaras and any other consequence.
start your day of Torah in Northwest London, Monday, 26th of Shvat, 5th of February, Rabbi Gordon of David Zahn, Shlita, Hurtful Words. This week's Torah was sponsored by Family Morgan, of Hurt Sinuch Sabra Mitzvah of Michal Morgan, Neriyo Elah Shabbos, Ki Rotzen Shizke Herob, Uzken of Rav Nachas, Simen, Michal Yetzei Chalotzehem, Velizchus HaShivuyim, Vachayolim, Bamilchamo, Sheyachzu, Levotzehem, Lishalom, Bimheiro.
Amen. Morning, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. It's nice to be back. So, hurtful words. Hurtful words are, as the name suggests, are very hurtful. It's the Isafay Naas Devarim. And the Makayr, one of the sources of the Isafay Naas Devarim, is the pasuk of this week's Sedra, Kon Almana V'yosem Lo Sa'anun. Don't speak harshly to an Almana or Yosem. And Rashi, Hu Adin Chon Adam. This is just an example. It's just, these are easy targets. Almana V'yosem, they've got no one to stick up for them. So, but Hu Adin Chon Adam. The Torah talks about normal they're vulnerable people, and no one can stick up for them. And members, the Rambam writes that Hainas Dvarim is a very serious Aveira. It's worse addressing hurtful words than overcharging. If you overcharge somebody more than a sixth, you can pay it back. But the words, once they've been stated, cannot be taken back. Now that's why it says the eraser by lekecho by inos tvorim. It doesn't say by inos mammon. It's inos mammon. Hurtful words, shteching yena, keppering yena, in such a way that causes him pain is a big issa. And as we said, the source of this issa, one of the makayrus, is the pasuk kol almana v'yosem lois anun. You shouldn't speak harshly to almana v'yosem. So now coming back to the Rashi, Rashi says hu adin l'chol adam. It applies to everybody. Means Rashi had a question. I mean, what's Rashi's question? The issa not applies to everybody. Why did the Torah say kol almana v'yosem lois anun? Dafkan almana. Why dafkan almana? So Rashi says, no, you're right. It applies to everybody, but this is just normally how it would be. And Almana Yosef are vulnerable, and therefore they're an easy target. You're not gonna get anything back from them. They're just gonna accept what you've said, and they'll go away. So Abarini, it applies to everyone. So Rashi's question was, why does the pasuk say specifically Almana v'Yosef? Now the question, this is rather a difficult Rashi, because if the Torah wouldn't have said the Issa of Einas Mammon anywhere else, then you could ask the question, why Dafka Almana? But the Issa of Einas Devarim is written in Pashas Bahar, Loisoinu Ishtamisoi. So for Shalav, the Torah is written twice, Loisoinu. It's written as the Issa of Einas Mammon, and once of Einas Devarim. So the Torah writes already that you can't hurt people. So what's Rashi's question? Why is the Almana? So Almana is an extra Issa. It's an extra Issa. What's bothering Rashi? Rashi says, who are the Chaladim? Everyone. Yeah, we know everyone. It's the Pasuk in Parshas Bahar. So what was Rashi's bothered by something? Someone wrote a sefer, what's bothering Rashi? What's bothering Rashi? What's the problem? What's Rashi's problem? Why it says Dafka Almana? Because we've already got it. It's everybody. This is an extra Laf Almana. That's what we need to understand. So The Makayr of the Issa, and the Makayr, this is the Pasuk, but the Makayr in the Mishnah of Einas Devarim is a Mishnah in Bava Metzia, where the Mishnah says, just like Kashem, that it's also to overcharge somebody, Einas Mammon, you mustn't charge more than a sixth, more than the market value. So also there's the Issa of Einas Devarim. So the question is, Einas Mammon and Einas Devarim are two different things. Einas Mammon is you're overcharging him. It's a krumme geschäft. It's a krumme business. He's taking advantage. Einas Devarim is a middus issue. It's like kass and like kinder. It's bad middus. He's not actually taking anything from anybody. What's the Mishnah mean? And the Rambam quotes the Mishnah as well. Kashem. The Rambam writes kashem that it's a mitzvah. Kashem shahinoya b'mekach memka, kach hainoya bidvorim. Just like there's the Issa, kashem, just like. So the it's not just the Rambam of Losh, it's the Losh of the Mishnah. Shenema loiseinu ishita misoi, v'yoreisa milekecha. What's the kashem? I mean, right, the Rambam gives examples, but the Gemara brings examples. What's an example of a noas devorim? So the Kate said, remember how you used to be? Remember you say to someone who's didn't have the benefit of a chinuch, you know how you used to behave? Remember where you come from? You used to eat Nevelis the Trefus, now you're learning Torah. All these things, you're shteching him. That's awesome. What's it got to do with a Nas Mammon? Nas Mammon is you're cheating him out of money. You're not cheating anything out of anybody, out of anything. That's what we need to understand. You know, the Sefer Achinuch, when he talks about the Issa of a Nas Dvorim, he says an unbelievable chiddush. He says, "Im ba chaveroi etzloi, if someone comes v'hischil letzaroi and lehaknitoi bidvorim, and he starts keppering, what? How should you react?" So he says, "Mutter la," and you can answer back. Yana says, "You're a blah 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 whatever." You can answer back. Yeah, so are you. Whatever. You can answer back. That doesn't sound very good middos. So says the chinuch, a person is not a stone. A person's got emotions, he's got feelings, and the Torah recognizes he's got feelings. Another reason, if he doesn't answer back, he says, you, this and that, the other, so it looks like he's being moider. The Torah didn't command a person to just to sit, you know, as a, take it all in and not react. We shouldn't start. I'm not passing on lachas, but this is what the chinuch writes. You're allowed to answer back. Obviously, what's the vod? You're allowed to answer back. Why can you answer back? So the chinuch goes on to explain. He says, "V'yesh lanu lilme dovazeh shemut lanu lanis ksil." You can learn this. L'fi adoyma, "Meshatayra hetira haba machteres l'hakdim l'horgay haba l'horgach hashkim l'horgay." Someone is a raidif. Haba machteres. You can. It's a self-defense. Hashkim l'horgay. If you can save yourself by not killing him, then you do that. But if the only way you can stop him is by killing him, haba hashkim l'horgay. You're allowed to kill him. So, Zakta Chinuch, the reason why you can answer back, because just like there's a din by Reidef, Habala Hargo Hashke Mahargoi, so also, if the only way you can stop him and bombarding you with these insults, whatever, is by answering him back, and then that will shut him up, then you can do that. She'ein Sofik, said the Chinuch continues, Shall in Ischayev Adam Nizboil Hanizakim Yad Chaver. Person is not obliged to put up with this type of behavior. He's allowed to protect himself. Protect himself if someone comes to kill him. From the words of his mouth. So therefore, so the chinuch is telling him, the chinuch does carry on, avada, that's alpidin, the chinuch holds that's mutter, but the best thing is, the tzaddikim wouldn't answer back, and they love him, and oilvim, shayim, chepasa, and mashim, avada, the oyavov, ketseis ha-shemesh, big vurosoi, the Gemara says, the best thing would be if a person could just swallow it, and just, you know, to coin a phrase, turn the other cheek, whatever, and whatever, but alpidin, the chinuch holds that you're allowed to answer back. I think even the Chofetz Chaim quotes this chinuch in one place. But you're allowed to answer back as long as it's done in self-defense. You can't just, you know, if this is the way, this will stop him saying well, the things that he's saying, then it'll stop him in his tracks, and he can do it. If it's just like a bolo hog hashke mahargo, if the fellow has tried to do something and now he didn't succeed, they can't go and run after him and do something more with him because he's gone away now. But so if it's in self-defense, then it's mutter. So you see from the chinuch, the inyan for Neinoas Devorim is not just an inyan of midas, which it is as well. It's not just midas here, it's not a good midas. Neinoas Devorim is a mazik. It's compared to Habala Harga Chashke Mahargoi. He's come and he's hurting you. You know, we were taught sticks and stones, that's what my mother say, will break our bones, or words will never harm you. That has to be the attitude of the Makabal. But the person who is inflicting the harm with words, a word is a bomb. It's dynamite. It can hurt somebody, and therefore the issa of Einoas Devorim is in a way it's a form of mazik. So we ask the question: why is the issa of Einoas Devorim compared to the issa of Einoas Mammon? Einoas Mammon is overcharging, and Einoas Devorim is midas.
No, not it's midas as well, but it's not just midas. Einas devarim is you're actively hurting. It's like you're taking, you're being mazikim. You could ask, it should be in Hilchas Tovah Lemazik in the Rambam. It could be, he's a mazik. But it's to do with, you're taking away, just like Einas Momon, you're taking something away from him. You're taking away his money wrongly. So Einas devarim, you're hurting him. You're being mazik him, with words. So therefore, it goes together. And, you know, we find the Gemara Taka carries on there, Bob Metzia, Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara says, as it continues, that the Isav Einas devarim, and if he does, if he hurts him with words, barabim is malbe pnei chavei barabim, which is a tremendous aveir. Malbe pnei ein lechei tulem abba, and puts someone to shame barabim if he says these words in public. Is and legabe the isav malbe pnei chavei barabim, the Gemara says mutav loy la adam. It's better shiapul atzmoil terkiv shana eish. It's better for a person to jump into a burning furnace v'al yal pnei chavei barabim. What means a raya from Toma? Toma didn't accuse Yehuda of being the one with whom she was, and Yehuda said she's chayv sreifa, and she left it to him to own up. And so if Tosa asks the kasha and Saita, he says you only have to give up your life for the gimel aveis chaburas for gilerais shvichas domin avodah zarah. Everything else, pikuach nefesh. If there's a danger to life, so Thomas' life was in danger. Yehuda heard that she'd been with somebody, and she was Yevama Lashuk, and she was Chayv Sreifa. According to the rabbi, explains why she was Chayv Sreifa, and therefore it was a pikuach nefesh, and she was prepared to give up her life to avoid putting Yehuda to shame. Why did she do that? Tais asks, but you're not mechuyt meifah nefesh to avoid bimal b'tachem baram. It's pikuach nefesh of doicha. So Rabbi Yehuda famously says an amazing thing. He says, there's such a thing, Ritzicha, if someone is said, Reuven says to Shimon, if you don't kill Levi, I'm going to kill you, he has to give up his life. He's not allowed to kill Levi. So the Rabbi Yehuda writes, Avak Ritzicha, something which is connected to Ritzicha, because the din is, by Gimel Aveiras Chamuras, by the three Aveiras, it's not just the act of the Aveira, anything connected to the Aveira. Like the Gemara says, B'chol Misrapin Chutz Ba'avei Dezara. The Gemara says, you can use anything. If a person needs a refuah and he needs to have Chaza or Nevela, whatever he needs to have, that's what he needs to have, that's what the doctor says, that's what got to have. If the only thing which is available is something which is of Avodah Zarah, it's Asa. Even though he's not worshipping the Avodah Zarah, but it's the Issa Hanah of Avodah Zarah, it's Avizrayu da Avodah Zarah, it's connected to Avodah Zarah, and he's not allowed to do it. So to be Mofa Nefesh, one has to be Mofa Nefesh for anything which is connected to Gimel Aveiras Chaburas. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Malbe Pnei Chaveya Barabim is Avak Ritzicha. It's connected, it's literally the dust, it's connected to it. What's it got to do with Ritzicha? Ki when a person is put to shame, we're talking about Barabim, Malbe Pnei Chaveya Barabim, Ki Pon of Yechru, he turns all colours, the blood drains from his face. And also, that's the first thing. First thing, there's a physical reaction. When you put someone to shame Barabim, it has a physical action on the person, which is Avak Ritzicha, the blood drains from his face. It goes all different colours. Vasheni Kitzah Albana, the shame of putting someone to shame is Marmi Movis. It's worth the death. He doesn't know where to put himself. If someone puts someone to shame, publicly embarrasses him, but it's a terrible thing. Al Kain Omar Rabbi Sein Zichrein Levracha, La'olam Yapel Adam Astev Chnishva, Al Yapel Chavei Barabim. Right, this is the Makor. So Al Kapon, we see from here, hurtful words, even but not Barabim, is a form of mazik, like the Chinuch says, and if it's Barabim, Chas V'Sholom, it's mamish Avak Ritzicha, Yibchui to Meitha Nefesh, because Rabbeinu Yonah. Tosfos has a different terse. This is Rabbeinu Yonah's pshat. Fine. That's with Negea to the Issa of Loisoinu Ishit Abisa, which is written in Pashat Baha. It's interesting, but our Pasuk is Kol Almona V'Yosom Loisa Anun. Which Rashi says also applies. It's the same. Rashi would appear. It's the same. It's repeated twice because Rashi says, "Who are in the Choladon?" Difficult on the Rashi. Why does Rashi say? Why does Rashi? What's Rashi's problem? We know already. There's Issa of Loisoinu. It's very interesting. The Rambam brings down the love of Einas Devarim in two places. In one place we mentioned in Hilchas Mechira. Together with Einas Momon, as we said, because it's a form of hurting the person. It's like, it's like Einas Momon is taking something away from him, so it's also causing him damage. But then, the Issa of Bimana Almana. So the Rambam says, Chayev Adam, Lihizoya bi Yisayim Malmonis, they shanafshon shveil olimoy, they're very depressed, Veruchad Nemucha. Even if they've got money, I feel like Menasseh Shel Melech. You shouldn't think that a mon of a king, she's the queen, the whatever, and therefore you can do what? No, it's the same thing. V'heich, Fenram says, v'heich noigin imoen. So what does it mean? How do you avoid being over the avera of al mon lo sa'anur? Lo yedaber alem elo rakos. Speak to them gently. V'lo yinig moen el amid a covered. Treat them with respect. Don't overwork them. And you should be careful with their money. And he carries on a whole long list of things how you should treat Almon and Yisaimim. Whoever bothers them or angers them or cause them pain, which is the love of Almon and Yisaimim. So very difficult to understand, because in Hilchos Mechira, when Raman talks about the Isavai Noas Devorim, it means mshtech, say an insulting thing to a person. No, you're a ger, your parents were goyim, your parents did this and that, the other, where are you coming from, etc. The words which you're saying are hurtful words, be'etzem. Now, when Raman talks about the Issa of being ma'anan al-mono, which is the same Issa, Raman doesn't say anything about hurtful words. He said you should speak to them nicely, with respect, etc. What's that got to do with the issa of Einoas Devorim? Einoas Devorim is shdeching, is hurting, insulting, whatever. Here, the Rambam is not talking about that. And there's a second question, which the Minchas Chinuch asks. He says, we mentioned that the Chinuch says that if someone has been insulted by somebody else, and the only way he can stop that person insulting is by giving him back. You know, giving it back. What he's done, I'll give it back to him. I'll give him the same. But so Mechiz wonders why we don't find the two other cases of Einoah, the Einoah's Ger and Einoah's Almona. And the other two, by the regular case of Einoah's Devorim, there the Chinuch says you can answer back. By Einoah's Almona and Einoah's Ger, it doesn't say you can answer back. So Mechiz wonders why not? Why do you say if you can answer back, you can answer back? No, but the pshat is, as far as Einoas Almona is concerned, if for some reason we see from here that the Issa of Einoas Almona is not the same Issa as regular Einoas Dvorim. Regular Dvorim is hurtful words. You say someone who's, you know, he's not particularly vulnerable, you stand mishtechim, that's also. That's also there. The only way he can stop you is by answering back, he can answer back. Einoas Almona is something else, Ram seems to say. Almona lo sa'anun is that you have to take into account these people are in difficult situations and they're vulnerable and they're sensitive and you've got to speak to them in a nice way. No one's even saying anything about saying anything wrong to her. Just he said a gruff good morning, no good morning, whoever it should be. He didn't speak nice, he didn't speak with a smile on his face, etc. What's the pshat? So the Alshe HaKadosh says, and the pshat is like this. He says that if someone speaks in a disrespectful way to an almana or to a yosem, whatever, does one of the things that the Rambam records out, then what's the almana thinking? You know what she thinks? She thinks, you know, he only dares to speak to me like this. He didn't say anything wrong. Just he wasn't polite. It was rude, but not polite. He didn't say anything wrong. She thinks, you know why I speak to him like this? Because I haven't got a husband. So it's as if he's not saying this. He doesn't mean it either. It's as if he's saying to her, you haven't got a husband. Ha, ha, ha. That's how she takes it. Maybe he didn't mean that. Probably didn't mean that. But that's how she takes it. And that's what the Torah is telling us. It's related to the general klal of Einoas Devorim. The general klal of Einoas Devorim, you mustn't say insulting words. Mefurish, behedya. You can't say insulting words. Fine, okay. But now, to Almona, even if you don't say insulting words, the Torah is telling us that speaking to her in a disrespectful way, the impolite way, in a way which would lead her to think that if my husband would be alive, or my father, whatever, Yosef, whatever, would be alive, he wouldn't speak to me like this, then you're rubbing salt in the wound. Then it's as if you're saying to her, you haven't got a husband. But if you say that to her, that's proper, Einoas Devorim. That's the Issa of Almona lo sa'anun. So, therefore, the Rambam brings the Issa of Einoas Devorim in two places. The actual Issa of Einoas Devorim, the regular Issa of hurtful words, he brings together with Einoas Mammon because that's a type of form of hezek, a form of damage, like Einoas Mammon. You damage him, you take his money. That's that. But Einoas Almona, he brings Hilchos Deis. This in Hilchus Days, this is Hilchus Middus. Because it could very well be that we said the person, he's not thinking, he didn't mean any bad, but it doesn't matter. You know, the klal is by a mazik, odom mud la'olam. If someone causes damage, even without intending, it's damage is damage. So, bemis, loy the chinuch, you could take a clear. The chinuch says the isa ve'naz devorim is a type of hezek, because the bo'la hog hashke b'horgoy, what will be if he didn't mean to hurt? Someone makes a joke and he hurts the other person. It was a joke, it didn't mean anything. But what happens if someone breaks a window by mistake, he didn't mean it, he has to pay. You're a mazik. So you're talking leima, late the chinuch, that if someone hurts someone, it doesn't mean it meant it's a joke, he wasn't serious about it. But if the person is hurt, then you know we have to be very careful with our words. Maybe that's this of a nas devarim. Maybe according to chinuch. And Memela, the same thing is with Almona, except Balmona, it's one level lower. Because Balmona, he didn't actually say anything wrong. But he's just, what he said, she takes in such a way. And that's also Asa. There, he certainly didn't mean it. L'choyre, that would be a raya. L'choyre, we're not talking about someone who deliberately goes out of his way to hurt an Almona, not only such a case. If someone, without thinking, is not careful with Almona's in Yisaymim, then it's a nas devarim. So kum tois, the Issa of the regular Issa of Loisoinu Ish Thamisoi and the Issa of Modern Loisana are two different Isurim. And the Shurish is the same, but really they're two different Isurim. The one is the Issa of hurtful words, which are intrinsically hurtful. And then the Baalmanas, he didn't say anything wrong, nothing wrong. Just the way he said it, it wasn't with covered, it wasn't with respect. And because of this, she takes it in as if he's saying hurtful words to her, and that's also Asa. So now we can clear a Shaila. So, we've seen there is a musug, there's a type of noas devarim, baal modern yisaymin, where you're not saying anything wrong, but it's taken in that way by the recipient, by the modern yisaymin, because it's as if you're saying that you're speaking to her this way because she hasn't got a husband. Kemer kler na shayla. What will be the din, but not baal modern yisaymin? Does this gedda of almanos that apply to everybody? Let's say you have somebody who used to be a very respected person, maybe he was a bit huge about stock or wherever it should be, and now Yorod Nechosov, he went bankrupt. So now nobody looks at him. Before, everyone had queues of Mishlachim by the door. Now nobody looks at him. So what will be if somebody will go to him and say, will speak to him in such a way that he wouldn't have dared to speak to him when he was doing well. Now he's a normal person. I mean, he was a normal person before as well. But now, before, everybody was, you know, everyone needs to come on to me, supports all the Moses, etc., etc. But now he's not like, now he's gone. If I can't, maybe they need to make money, whatever it should be. Yeah, is there? Would it be, and you speak to him in a disrespectful way, which reminds him of what he used to be, which will make him think, if I would have had my money, he wouldn't have spoke to me like this. Is that also Asa? It means the same gedder that you have by Almana, does it apply to everybody else as well? I think that's what we could clear a shayla. So for this, there's a Mefurash Raya from Rambam. There's an amazing Rambam. Rambam writes like this. Rambam writes, Kol amoyne es hageir, someone who hurts a ger, bein b'mom and bein b'dvorim, whether it does a nas devorim or a nas momen, over b'shloisha lavim. He's over three lavim because there's an extra lav by ger. Also, as we said, the ger loisayno loisachased ki ger miyisbeis b'saim. There's an extra lav by ger. Right. So then the Rambam says, v'chein im lochatzu v'hineu b'momen. Someone who overcharges a ger comes into my shop. And he asks for a price, and I charge him more than a sixth of the value of the object. You overload a moment. Says the Rambam, you overnas devarim as well. You also overnas devarim. He came in, I smiled to him. He asked me, he wants to buy a pocket of cornflakes. I said, cornflakes, £15. £15. I know, I'm low shy. Yeah, even today's prices. So the Rambam says, you overnas devarim, moment, and overnas devarim. I didn't say anything. I was very nice to him. And Lechem Mishnah asks the question, so if for some reason, the Rambam says of the Drasha, if for some reason you're going to tell me that every Einoas Momon is also Einoas Devarim, why dafka a ger? What happens if not a ger comes into the shop and sells cornflakes £15? So if you're telling me that somehow, since after all, the one common denominator between the lav of Einoas Momon and Einoas, it's got the same Einoas, and that's how the Rambam says we've got a Drasha, He says because the Torah, both called it, so we learn one from the other. Santa Drasha, won't go into it. Santa Drasha. So why Dafka by again? Why Dafka by again? So the Osamech writes, he says, you know, when you take advantage of a ger, and the then what does a ger think? He said, if I wouldn't be a ger, he wouldn't dare to do this to me. He'd have charged me £50 for corpus. He's having me on. But because if I wouldn't be a ger, he wouldn't dare to do this. So therefore, this is exactly the same type of a no as by Almono. You're reminding him, it's like you're saying to him, ha ha, you're a ger. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying to him. So therefore, Ebazoi, for by Yisrael, where you're overcharging him, overcharge him. You're not a no astavor him. But by ger, because the ger is more sensitive, and he'll automatically read into the way you've swindled him, and you've overcharged him, he'll read that he's treating me like, because I'm a ger. So that's a no astavor him. Thus is a no astavor him. If so, I think now we can come back to the Rashi, in this week's Sedra. Kol almono v'yosoim lo yisa'anun, the Pasuk says. So Rashi says, who are dinachon? Everybody. Why dafka almono v'yosoim? Shedibah kosa b'hoiva. These are the normal vulnerable people. This is the type of people who people are not careful with what they say. So we ask the question, so what was Rashi's problem? What's Rashi's problem? But Rashi actually, why dafka almono? It says there's a foolish alarm for everybody. They're saying yishiv amisoi. So what's Rashi want? Now the answer is, in almono lo yisa'anun shteit anayah, the new din. That even the regular issa of lo yisa'anun is hurtful words, where you're actually saying insulting words to somebody. You harm the words themselves intrinsically are horrible and mean and insulting. Almono lo yisa'anun, this issa, is not, you're not actually saying some in words which are hurtful. Only just the way you're speaking to her is, as the Al-Sheikh writes, it's as if you're rubbing salt in the wound and you speak to her in such a way that she thinks that if he by her life, he wouldn't speak to me like this. So there's Rashi, this Issa is what in Choladom. This new Issa, I've added this love lo sonu, which is the love of insulting words themselves. But this Issa of Almono Yosef lo yisa'anun, which even if you don't say insulting words, but you speak to somebody in such a way that reminds them of their previous situation, which is causes them pain by reminding them of their present situation in comparison to their previous situation, that's also Issa. Kol almono v'yosem lo yisa'anun. And therefore, who adin l'cholodom? Meaning this Rashi goes together with the Rambam. Just like the Rambam writes, when a person overcharges a ger, he's over the issa of Einoas Devorim. So you see, as the Osamech writes, the ger is because you're reminding the ger who he is, and even though you didn't say anything wrong to him, so this applies l'cholodom. Al kaponim, we see from here that the two gedorim of the issa of Einoas Devorim. Einoas Devorim, as the Chinuch writes, is like Ritzicha, avak Ritzicha, if it's Barab. There was the Mashgiach of Shiva's Beit HaTalmud in America, Yisrael Chaim Kaplan, Zechayin Vach, the Shver, Rebel Pavaski, was once sitting in Bis Medrash crying. He was crying. So Bocha came in, he said, what's the Rebbe's crying? He said, no, he didn't want to say. He said, what's the Bab? He said, I just witnessed a murder. The murder, call the FBI, call the police, call whatever. He said, no. I've been witness someone being Malbim Pnei Chaveya Barabim. Malbim Pnei is Avak Ritzicha. So the Torah is telling us how careful, and that would apply, even without saying insulting words, Talmud, and to everybody else as well. If it's such a way, it reminds them of a person's previous situation. That Chaim v'hamoves, as the Chofetz Chaim very often stresses, Chaim v'hamoves b'yad aloshen. There's a possible Shem HaMelech says, Chaim, it's up to, a person's got the gift of speaking, Chaim v'yad aloshen. We should help us, we should be zeicher to use a keach adibo for Chaim, that'll be maybe Chaim, lonu l'kol yisrael, b'vias God said, Amen. 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 Amen.